Here it is again, Tuesday night. It's 7 o'clock and you're listening to WNEC-FM in Henniker, New Hampshire, voice of New England College. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be in here until 9 o'clock, playing music from the last century. If you're looking for something to do tonight, right now at 7 o'clock, over at the Fieldhouse, the presentation of I Love Female Orgasm is going on starting now, and it's what they tell me here is join us to laugh and learn about the Big O. The most popular topic, sex educators Marshall Miller and Rachel Dart teach about orgasm aficionados and beginners of all genders. How many genders are there? Are welcome to come and learn about everything from multiple orgasms to mysterious G-spot. Whether you want to learn how to have your first orgasm, or second or third, how to have better ones, or how to help your girlfriend or boyfriend, they cover it all with lots of humor, plenty of honesty, and underlying message of sexual health and women empowerment. That's tonight. Yes, tonight at 7 p.m., and that's down at the Fieldhouse. And this is being brought to you by the Student Senate Entertainment Committee. Wendy Carlos doing Switched on Bach on the Moog synthesizer back in the 70s. Thank you.
Love.
Cheap Trick. I want you to want me. WNECFM Henniker. And it's 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. I'm Dr. Frog, going to be in here for a while, doing music from the last century. Speaking of the last century, last night I was down in Boston to the House of Blues with a couple of good friends, Dan Fries and Stan Barker. We went down there to participate in the fun with WBCN, a former radio station that's now just streaming, and celebrating their American Revolution. They brought what college radio and alternative radio is on the air. Started back in about 1968. We were partying with Charles Lacordaire and let's see, who else? Oh, we had John Poussette Dart there and Kate Taylor and Jonathan or Livingston Taylor, Al Cooper, Tom Rush was there. Jay Giles, some people from there, James Montgomery, had a whole lot of people there. Even had the members from the former band Boston do a terrific set there. That was down at the House of Blues, and it was fun last night. Went up to the VIP lounge afterwards and partied with some more of the people there. So we had a good time, and the American Revolution, WBCN, will be coming out in the spring of 2013. Should be a very interesting documentary.
Oh, gas. Grab that cash with both hands and make a stash. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think of buying a football team. Money, get back. I'm all fried, Jack. Keep your hands off of my sack. Don't hit me back to good, good bullshit. I'm in a high fidelity first class traveling section. I think I need a Learjet.
I was in London. I certainly was in the right.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was cruising for bruising.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tan, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. She had said the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more. Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them.
Carry On, Wayward Son, Kansas. Speaking of wayward sons, I have Dan in here.
Are you going to turn a microphone on? Or
well, if you're going to stand in front of one.
Am I going to be doing by myself?
I don't know. Let's see what we got, if we got a microphone on. I don't know which one's
going. Oh, what the heck? Okay, hold on. Trying to set a headphone.
Yeah, okay. I think I got one of these headphones, or microphones on. Anyway, Dan was down in Boston with us last night, but he decided he didn't want to go to the VIP party. Let's try that microphone.
How's it? Yeah, okay,
listen,
we're working. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, he drove home about 2:30 in the morning. How long does it take you to drive home? You left at 11.
Well, I had to stop.
Four?
I had to get something to eat.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that sausage was awesome, but it wasn't enough. The guy tried to sell me one as I was walking by. Yeah, on the way out. So, so I had a close encounter with a deer and an even closer encounter with a group of like 10 mailboxes.
Yeah, okay.
At 2:30 in the morning. And really funny story. The neighbor, it was a half a mile from my house, and my neighbor... This morning, after he called the police department to report some damage, after we had the conversation with the police officer, he goes, "Well, wait, what time did that happen?" And I said, "Around 2:30." He goes, "Because my wife woke me up. She kind of jabbed me in the ribs, and she said, 'Why is the town plowing at this time of night? It's not snowing.'" Because apparently she heard my car colliding with the stack of mailboxes. So so it's all good. It's all good. It's minimal damage to the car. It's my daughter's car. She's in college. So
that's fine. Well, let's talk about the real fun of the night. I mean, you know, hitting deer and mailboxes is
that's all
one
like
thing.
A sideshow.
I mean,
you know,
that's
a
New Hampshire type of
right,
thing.
Right.
Let's talk Boston.
Oh, that was Boston, when Boston came on and performed.
That was good.
That was. I love the transitions where they started doing a song and then they kind of got into a little jam session. They transitioned into another song. And what was really spooky for me was Tom Scholz sounded an awful lot like Brad Delp when he was singing. It was a little scary, but still trying to figure out who that second guitarist was, the rather rotund gentleman that was off to the side with the straight black hair. I don't think they mentioned his name, because Barry Goudreau was playing the lead. Scholz was playing, was on keyboards. Sib, obviously, on drums. I can't remember the bass player's name. And then there was that second guitarist who obviously is not one of the original members. But that was awesome. I thought Billy Squire was really good as well, especially when he came out and did the solo. And then, of course, James Montgomery joins him, which was just icing on the cake.
Oh, it was great all the way around. And we were able to meet a number of the performers there. Well, at least Stan.
Yeah, those that stayed.
Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, when we were walking back to the hotel before the event, we met up with Robin and...
Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that Stan yelling, "Hey, Rob"?
Well, he was taking a chance. It looked pretty much like her. I mean, you look, I got the, matter of fact, I got an album here queued up on the turntable.
Yep.
But she doesn't look like that anymore.
No, she doesn't. I'll tell you what, though. She still looks good, though.
Kind of short,
right.
But she's, I guess, really a firecracker there. And
yep.
She's out in Western Mass doing... music therapy of some sort, and she does a lot of fundraising for different organizations and stuff like that. But quite an interesting person, and again, we met James Montgomery, had a couple of pops with him and a few other people, Laquadera. Stan was really excited because he finally got a picture with Laquadera standing next to him, so...
Well, and again, that funny story about Eric Simon, the environmental science professor who bumped into Laquadera at Atlanta Airport on Sunday. And what had happened was, because I bumped into Eric in the parking lot of one of the buildings here, and he had mentioned that on Facebook the day before that he'd bumped into, anybody know Charles Laquadera? I just bumped into him at Atlanta Airport, and... Eric went to school in the Boston area, so excuse me. he used to listen to BCN, and obviously Charles looks a little different than when he was a DJ.
Don't we all?
Yeah, we do. We do. Eric always wears a Grateful Dead T-shirt. He lives in them, and he was walking. He was walking through the airport, heading to whatever it is, the Sky Miles Club or whatever, the Delta. You know, for people that I don't know, whatever they call it, and he saw Charles sitting there. This is a story that he told me. He saw Charles sitting there, and he was like, "Boy, that guy looks familiar." And as he was walking up, he just said, "Hey, how you doing?" And Charles said, "Good, how are you?" Recognized the voice, but couldn't place it. And then Charles said, "Well, have you ever seen the dead?" I'm sorry, I got something in my throat. And Eric's response was, "Well, I was at a book signing once with a couple of them. Have you seen them before?" And Charles said, "Well, they've been on my show many times." So then he goes, he's like, "Well, which show was that? I used to listen to the station WBCN in Boston, the Charles Lockwood Era show." And he goes, "Well, that would be mine." So it was really cool. So
it's really incredible about how influential or how much of a mark WBCN put on Boston.
Yeah.
This morning when Stan and I were at a restaurant just talking about Charles sent him a text message while we were sitting there, and he mentioned, "Hey, you know, Charles Lockwood Era just sent me the message," and this woman sitting there, "Oh, you know, is he still around?" and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just incredible. But, you know, while sitting at this concert listening to everything going on, you just close your eyes and you go back 40 years, 30
yeah.
years and stuff like that. And then you open your eyes and look at the stage, and here are all these old grandfathers and grandmothers rocking on stage.
Right.
And you go, "Whoa, wait a minute, I got to get my mind back
yeah.
into this."
Yeah.
That everybody on there is basically a grandmother or
right.
grandfather, and it's certainly not like the album covers.
Right. The beginning, the first group that came out, the acoustic, the folk ones, that was a little shaky. As far as it just seemed that there was no organization there. And the thing that got me was watching them plugging into the DI boxes, trying to figure out which one was working. but it was great. I can't remember who it was, but it was the first time that they kind of had some harmony, because it originally, one person would perform. The rest
yeah.
of them were sitting behind, and then they had a couple that later on that joined in. They got the harmonies going, and it was really awesome.
Yeah, because you have Livingston Taylor there, and Kate Taylor, Tom Rush, and
John Pousset Dart,
all up on stage simultaneously
yeah.
and just working off of each other, and it was a good night
yeah.
to have it. And matter of fact, right now I have who is it? Oh. The Robin Lane and the Chartbusters here, one of her. This is called Idiot. And I got to pick up on this one.
Off in here. like you on my own. Can. Honey, you know I did. But each time I tell myself that I, well, I think I've had enough. But when I'm gonna show you, baby, that a woman can be tough. I want you to come on, come on, come on, come on and take it. Take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
Midnight Connection, Grassroots, and we had, let's see, Peace of My Heart by Janis Joplin, and we started out with Idiot. Where's the idiot, right? Where'd he go?
Yeah,
there he is.
Don't put the headphones back on. I know you like having a guest and everything. There
it
we
makes
go.
Life so much easier.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, it's 7 minutes before 8 o'clock, and two people from the last century here.
That's right.
Well, since you so rudely interrupted me, Idiot, that was by Robin Lane and the Chartbusters.
I interrupted you. You're like, where's the idiot? Get over there. Get on a microphone.
And you realized who it was.
That's right. And I came right over. I did not waste any time.
So what are we going to talk about now? We talked about you hitting a deer and wiping out mailboxes, a federal offense.
Right. As we remember from the movie, oh, goodness, I'm drawing a blank here.
Nice
Dazed and Confused, which was about high school kids in the mid-70s, so it's right up my alley. So, they had some awesome cars in that movie.
I bet. Here we go.
I hope this is the edited version.
Probably not.
Because remember, there's a certain F-word which I was screaming when I saw the mailboxes coming at me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll find out in a minute now, won't we?
Yeah, well, all three listeners have heard the word before.